Welcome back. We continue from verse 16. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree, of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow thou shalt eat of it all the days of thy life. And thorns also and thistles shall he bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it was thou taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins, and clothed them. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand, and take also of the tree of life, and eat, and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden, to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the garden of Eden cherubims, and a flaming sword which turned every way, to keep the way of the tree of life. Amen.
So, from this reading,
yes, sir.
This is what happened in the garden of Eden. Mm-hmm. You ask me what happened.
Yes, sir.
This is what happened.
But you are talking of two mysteries.
Now, this is it now.
Okay.
Now, you will discover that the denominations.
Yes, sir.
And I don't know where they got that
apple.
I don't know, you know. He said it's an apple that was eaten.
And it's always a red apple.
I take note, you know, how erroneous that interpretation,
yes, sir,
of the scripture is. You will notice there are even drawings.
Yes, sir.
Where they will...
A snake.
They will draw, you know...
A serpent.
A snake.
Yes, sir.
Round a tree. With apple in the mouth and it's offering to some the woman. It doesn't make sense because first and foremost, the serpent only became a crawling animal after the curse.
Mm. Wow.
So that picture is a wrong picture. Mm. And secondly, it cannot be apple. There's nothing here that says, and of all fruits, I don't know, why did they choose the apple? Maybe Olumide, you will know better. Because you too, you were taught this in your school. But you couldn't ask, where did they see apple? That's what religion does. You know.
Yes, sir.
They just say it and then you just believe it, and then you're ready to die for what, you know, doesn't even look reasonable. There are a lot of people that die for things they don't even understand. Mm. If they understood it, he said, my people are destroyed for lack of understanding, lack of knowledge. It's important we study. Mm. And so that, you define your faith.
Amen.
Not because somebody said it. Mm. That's the problem a lot of end-time message believers have with me. Mm. You know, they think that I define my faith, you know, by what William Branham alone says.
Absolute.
It makes me look, like a beast, like an animal. That does not have sense. Oh, because it is William Branham that said it. Therefore, I just go ahead. So what is the difference between me and senseless animals? Mm. You know? No, now. God gave us, even God said, come, let's reason together.
Wow.
So this is the problem with man. And in the denomination, they are saying things. And it cannot ask, what is the origin? Mm. What is the source of authority? And if you ask, they try to shut you up. Then you know that you are joining a cult. Mm. Not a Christian faith.
Wow.
Because it's only a cult that you don't ask questions. And unfortunately, even within the end time message, followers of the ministry of William Branham, they have become cultish. Mm. When you reach a point where you cannot question what a man, William Branham, has spoken, then you have become a cult.
Wow.
You know, and I may sound odd, but my salvation is not hanged on how you feel about me.
Amen.
Therefore, I am not ruled by what anybody feels about me.
Amen.
I am guided by revelation, and the day I discover I'm in error, I will repent.
Hallelujah.
But I should be able to give a reason. Apostle Paul said, be ready to give
Apostle
a
Peter.
Apostle Peter to answer them, giving them a reason of your hope.
Yes, sir.
You know, why do I believe this entire message is the truth? Is it because Brother Abraham said it, or because it has become a rhema? I have caught the revelation.
Amen.
I said this to the denominationals.
Wow.
That you keep saying it's apple, 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 apple. What is this story now that happened in the Garden of Eden that shows apple there? You know, it's not apple. First and foremost, there were three groups of trees there.
Three
types of trees in the garden.
Amen. Go ahead, sir.
The ones that grow from the ground.
Okay.
Maybe we go to chapter 2.
Okay.
It says, verse 8.
Okay.
And the Lord God planted a garden in Israel of Eden, and there he put a man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food.
Mm.
For food.
Amen.
So man could go there, plug it physically, and eat for food.
Physically.
Now, the tree of life also, that is the second one now.
That's in addition to
the other trees that you can plug and eat.
Amen.
There is another tree of life also in the midst of the garden.
Wow.
And the third one, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
It's clear now, there's three trees, sir.
There are three trees there.
Wow.
Now, these three trees there, if there's going to be one with apple, it will be the ones that is supposed to be good for food.
Yes, the first one mentioned.
The one that, so apple is still eating till today.
That's true.
You see, and take note that God does not change.
Amen.
What he hated in the Garden of Eden is still being hated
today
by God.
Yes, sir.
He doesn't change. But the truth is that when man was created,
okay,
the first law that God gave man, the first commandment that God gave man, it says, that is chapter 2.
Okay.
And then, and that is verse 16,
16
and verse 17.
Okay.
That is the first law.
Let me read it, sir.
Yes.
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden, thou mayest freely eat.
That is a commandment. You are free to eat any other tree in the garden.
But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
yes,
thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die.
But one part, he said, of the trees in the garden, freely eat it,
okay,
including the ones that grow from the ground and that other tree of life.
Hmm.
You are free to eat of it freely.
Amen.
But this particular tree,
he
says that, you know, the day thou shalt not eat of it, don't do it.
Hmm.
What is the original sin, as it's sometimes referred to?
Yes.
What is the sin of Adam and Eve? What is the sin that took place in the Garden of Eden is that they disobeyed God.
Wow.
The first thing you must catch is that, listen to my language. The first sin is not the sex act. First sin is not the sex act. The first sin is that they disobeyed God. What did they disobey? They disbelieved God.
They disbelieved God.
Now, listen. God, see, can I break it down a little bit?
Please, sir, do.
You are not yet married.
Yes, sir.
So you don't have a child.
Yes, sir.
I have a child.
Yes, sir.
If I tell my son, don't go to that house there.
Yes,
maybe I tell my daughter. Yes, my daughter. Don't go to that house. there. The day you go to that house there, you are finished. That day, your life is finished. Catch it.
Yes, sir.
Catch it now. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The day you go to that house, that day, your life is finished. Eve, Adam, the day you eat of it, that day you shall die. But he didn't tell him what will lead him to die. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
I am not telling my daughter what will happen there that will make her die. The day you enter that place, that day you will, you are finished. Your life is finished. If my daughter goes there, she has disobeyed me.
That's true.
It is sin for going there at all. And it is after you go there and you disobeyed me that you will now meet the consequence. So the sex act is not the sin. It is the consequence of eating of that fruit. The commandment is, don't eat of that tree there. The day you eat it, that day you shall die. Which tree? It was not the physical tree. Which tree?
Tree of knowledge.
The tree of knowledge of good and evil. How do you get knowledge? You get knowledge by hearing something.
So let me pause you a little. The sex act,
yes,
is a consequence for the first sin,
yes,
which is disobedience.
Disobedience.
I also added that they disbelieved God,
yes,
or disobedience.
The act of disobedience now, yes, is the eating. That is why I said that eating, and I say this because we, over the years, we have wrongly presented this eating. And that's why I want to use this opportunity. Thank God you ask these questions now.
Yes,
to really straighten some of these things out that people like me have over the years taught that the sex act is the eating. The sex act is not the eating.
Wow.
Can I repeat it?
Please, sir, do. Message
Sex act is not the eating. It is the eating that produce the sex act.
It is the eating that produces the sex act.
Thank you very much.
Wow. Go ahead, sir.
Now, why do I say so? You see, there is the tree of life.
Yes, sir.
That they were supposed to eat. The tree of life,
yes,
that we are supposed to eat. Will it be a sex act?
Wow.
To have life, it will not be a sex act. Now, if you notice that the overcomers in Revelation chapter 2,
yes,
verse 7.
Revelation, let's read it. Chapter 2, verse 7. Okay? He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God.
So if eating there is sex, so at the end of it all, we will be going to have sex
in
heaven.
Wow.
Or do you understand?
Yes, sir.
So it is not that type, that is, it's not sex.
Wow.
Now the same thing, Revelation chapter 22, verse 14.
Revelation 22, verse 14.
Yes.
Okay. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have rights to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city.
Now, listen. The tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil are two different trees. The tree of life is the source of eternal life.
The tree of life is the
source. A source of eternal life. And if you are going to have eternal life, you will eat from that tree. That source is where you will eat from.
Amen.
Now, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is the source is the source of knowledge and
of good
and of evil. Knowledge of good and evil.
Mm.
It's a source of evil. And God is saying, don't eat from there. For your physical well-being, this is the fruit.
The ones that grow out of the ground.
Yes, for food.
Yes, sir.
But for your spiritual well-being, there are two other trees that you will eat from.
Two other sources that you must.
Those two other sources that you will eat from.
Okay. So, sir.
Now, so we now get the key. Oh, you want to ask something?
I wanted to ask you. The tree is a source.
Yes.
Then I want you to define the eating.
Now, so we will now get the eating now.
Yes, sir. That's
a key.
Okay.
In John chapter 6.
Okay. John chapter 6.
53 up to verse 57.
John chapter 6, verse 53 to 57.
Mm.
Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, shall live by me.
You understand now?
Yes, sir.
So, are we going to eat him physically?
No, sir.
Eh?
No, sir.
Now, go to another eat that we see in Revelation chapter 10, verse 8 to 11.
Revelation chapter 10, verse 8 to 11.
Verse 8 and 10, sir.
Verse 8 and verse 10, okay. And the voice which I heard from heaven,
8, 9, 10, yes.
Spake unto me again and said, Go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel, which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, Give me the little book. And he said unto me, Take it and eat it up.
Take what that book and do what?
Eat it up.
And eat it. It was something happening spiritually, and everything here is symbolic. Yes?
And it shall make thy belly bitter.
It will make your belly, when you eat it, your belly will be bitter.
But it shall be in thy mouth as sweet
in your
as
mouth, honey. Very, very sweet.
And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up.
And ate it up.
And it was in my mouth sweet as honey.
Yes.
And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter.
And then verse 11, as a result of that eating, what happened?
And he said unto me, Thou must prophesy again.
You will prophesy.
Before many people.
You will not vomit.
Okay. Okay, so what is this eating?
Now, if you notice,
wow.
Let's go back to that John chapter 6 and verse 57.
Okay, verse 57.
Yes.
As the living Father hath sent me,
yes.
And I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me.
Now, go to chapter 5, John chapter 5.
Yes, sir.
Verse 24 and verse 25.
Okay. John 5, 24, 25.
Yes.
Verily, verily, I say unto you,
yes.
He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me, hath
yes.
everlasting life.
Read it again.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you,
yes.
The hour is coming and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God.
Hear.
And they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself.
Please, that verse 24 again.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word.
Here, go to verse 5 again.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming at night, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God.
And can you get the key there?
Okay.
Okay. Now, when he says, when Jesus Christ says in chapter 6, John chapter 6.
John 6, yes, sir.
Yeah. Verse 53.
Verse 53.
53 and 54, yes.
Okay. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you.
You have no life in you. Now, will you now link it with where Jesus said, Who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? And that is in Matthew 16.
Yes,
and
sir.
Then he said, Peter answered him, Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you put all this together, because he said, Upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Now, it has to do with knowledge of who he is.
Amen.
Now, if you notice, he said, the words that I speak,
John
he said, they are spirit and they are life. Read it.
John chapter 6, verse 63.
Yes.
It is the spirit that quickeneth.
It is the spirit that quickeneth.
The flesh profiteth nothing.
Yes.
The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
They are spirit and they are
life.
Life. John chapter 10 and verse 10. The words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. The life there is eternal life. The life there, you can see, tree of life. Sir. Tree of life. Wow. Tree of life.
Hallelujah.
Are you catching something there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, John 10:10.
John 10:10. The thief cometh not.
Yes.
But for to steal and to kill and to destroy.
Uh-huh.
I am come that they might have life.
Life.
And that they might be more abundantly.
Life.
Yes, sir.
For God so loved the world.
That he gave his only begotten son.
That whosoever believeth should not perish. The opposite of perish is life. But have eternal life.
Eternal life. Amen.
Through who? Through the Son.
The source.
The source of life.
Wow.
So God's word is the source of life, because before you know what people will say, I am saying Jesus was in the garden. No, it is a source of life. And the only source of life is the spirit of truth, which is the spirit of God himself. The word of God is truth.
Amen.
The opposite of truth
error.
Is error, is false. So what is it that Jesus was saying? Except you eat. Eating there is an understanding.
Receiving.
You receive it into the mouth of your brain. Your ear. Your ear is the mouth that hears it, receives it. It goes into the stomach of your mind and gets digested for understanding that produces the action. So, it is, don't listen to this spirit of error. That is the commandment. Because if you listen to what he will be telling you, you are going to die. There will be no life in you. There is nothing about life in him. Everything that comes from him, he cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. This source here, and he will do it by causing you to go through knowledge. Today, is it not scientific knowledge that is keeping people away from knowing God?
That's true.
And then when you begin to digest that, then it begins to produce
rebellion.
Rebellion. So what the first thing he did was to disprove the word of God.
Wow.
Did God say, no, you will not surely die. Can you see knowledge? And that day that they ate it, did they die? No, physically they didn't die. Can you see? Did I not tell you will not die? Okay, we are finished now. Did you die? You didn't die now. Okay, it happened now. Maybe it's stable about 1, 2, 3 days, some days later. Eh? You know, so did you die? But he said that day, you see, no, that we paternate. Did they say you should not put on trousers? It's not. He said paternate. And they don't know it's another serpent that is speaking. So that is the problem. And that problem, that is the same apple that they are still eating today. People are listening to the spirit of the devil. People are listening to serpents speaking. That is why Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
Wow. 2 Corinthians 11 from verse 1.
Yes.
Would to God you could bear with me a little.
Okay, because he has something to say, yes.
And indeed, bear with me.
Yes.
For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy.
Yes.
For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
Now, take note very well.
But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety.
Again.
But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety.
Hey.
So your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity.
What did he say? Did he say your mouth? Where will be corrupted?
Your mind.
Your mind, not your mouth. Your mind.
So your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus.
So it has to do with saying something.
Knowledge.
Hearing something. Allowing it to enter the mouth of your ear. The gateway to your mind is your ear. It's what you hear. Your mind receives, digests, and moves you to act according to what you now have understanding of. Okay, go on.
For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus.
Because there will be always be another Jesus, another gospel.
Whom we have not preached.
Yes.
Or if we receive another spirit.
It's another spirit.
Which ye have not received.
Uh-huh.
Or another gospel.
Another gospel.
Which ye have not accepted.
Uh-huh.
Ye might well bear with him.
Now, then he went further in verse 13.
Verse 13. For such are false.
So he's identifying them. Exactly like serpent behaved. That's why I say I call it the mystery of iniquity. And then, you know, this topic is very interesting. Go ahead.
For such are false apostles,
yes.
Deceitful workers,
yes.
Transforming themselves into the apostles of
they
Christ.
They are deceitful workers. They transform themselves into what?
Apostles of Christ.
They are they, because, go ahead.
And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to them.
Satan! The serpent was a minister of Satan. Right now, there are pastors and preachers today that are ministers of Satan. So that you will understand Matthew chapter 7, verse 21.
Matthew 7, 21.
21, 22, yes.
Okay. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, uh-huh. shall enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Okay.
But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven.
Go ahead.
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have you not prophesied in thy name?
Uh-huh.
And in thy name have cast out devils?
Uh-huh.
And in thy name done many wonderful works?
Uh-huh.
And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you.
Why?
Depart from me, ye that walk iniquity.
They walk iniquity. Remember, I said it's a mystery of iniquity.
Wow.
Remember, I said it's a mystery of iniquity. So that's exactly what God, I mean, what was happening in the Garden of Eden.
The spirit of truth.
And the spirit of error. God said, don't listen. Don't listen to this. It is listening to Satan, man listening to Satan, that has reduced us to what we are today. Satan will create a problem and then create another solution. Knowledge. He creates a virus and gives the knowledge for a vaccine. He creates a war and creates the technology to kill yourselves. Knowledge. They are saying, you know, whatever. You know, education that you are acquired, the more educated they are, man is, the farther he is from God. Until now, in civilized climate, apart from Africa, and maybe some countries in Asia,
yes, sir.
Who would still think about God? What do you want God to give you when you have everything available?
You can invent everything.
You can create and invent. Everything is available.
That's true.
That is from the
tree eating. Of knowledge of good and evil.
See the mouth here. It's not this mouth. It's this mouth. So when he told Apostle John, take that book and eat, it's understanding. It will be sweet in your mouth, but bitter in your
belly.
In your belly as you will begin to digest and understand the effect of what you have read. What is going to happen when you begin to catch the revelation of this thing you are reading? And what was John reading? The revival of Israel. The restoration of Israel. How they will come back. How God will come back. That is all of the eating of the book that John ate.
Yes, sir.
You'll be happy about it, but when you sit down and digest and look at the program, you will see the tribulation period there. You will see what the Antichrist will do there. You will see Jacob's trouble there. You will see everything there. That is the bitterness. Although you'll be happy that restoration will take place, but when you begin to catch the revelation of how the process will go through,
it will be bitter in thy belly. Okay, we'll take a short break on this note so that I myself can digest this apple that pastor has given to me. Because it's not only our viewers that are learning. I'm learning more from this. So we'll be right back after this short break.